PRRPC Revised Buildable Area, Lot 21.
This is a request to enlarge the buildable area for Lot 21 within Angola Estates. That development's a GRRPC, which contains all manufactured homes. When this RPC was approved, it was approved with a buildable area concept. Mr. Johnson and I were talking today. This is the only project in the county that has this. They're requesting to add approximately 385 square feet to the buildable area for Lot 21. They've placed a manufactured home, which extends over the buildable area line. And in the future, as I told Mr. Johnson today, probably as early as the June special meeting, there's going to be a request for about 10 more lots in this development.
Request for what?
To enlarge the buildable area lot.
When was this approved originally?
1989 or 1990.
I don't remember. Before
buildable area concept, I don't remember.
Is there some?
I'm not even sure I know what that is.
This is back by Camp Arrowhead?
It's basically like a condo. Regime. They just.
And they want to make it.
Now, what's it do, though, if?
Doesn't put them in there.
How does it affect setbacks, though? Where the buildable area, I guess, is like the, if it was a lot, that would be the area within the setback.
Yeah, yep.
And you can modify setbacks on an RPC?
Yeah.
Okay. Because otherwise, if it wasn't an RPC, to deal with setbacks, you'd have to go to the Board of Adjustment.
Board of Adjustment, yep.
That's part of their.
It would be a 25-foot front yard setback.
They have to be built within this.
So is that where the buildable area is that they're looking to modify is on the front?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not a building separation issue or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Need to be bigger.
This is part of that. The lot that isn't. All we're talking about is buildable lot.
Right.
In that triangle.
Just a curiosity, are these leasehold lots? Are these?
I believe they're.
Sold in their land rent?
When the original developers had it, they were lease lots.
Because that's me within that frame.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson.
This is the one that just got sold.
And as Mr. Nav and I, when we looked over this site plan earlier, we also noted that the parking areas are outside of this buildable lot, as they are with the adjoining property. So it's not creating something different necessarily. It's more or less accommodating the placement of double-wide trailers where there probably used to be single-wides. So as those older models are replaced, they're hoping to be able to upgrade them. And as shown on this, even with that buildable print, they still have a 25-foot setback from the road and does not intrude upon the parking area shown. So, gentlemen, I for one, did not have a concern, because it's not encroaching upon the neighbors or not encroaching within setbacks.
In RPC, you can modify setbacks. That's the difference. I mean, it's not a mobile home park, and it's not a subdivision, it's an RPC, which gives you that flexibility.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Angola Estates GRRPC Revised Buildable Area, known as Lot 21, my motion is for approval to enlarge the buildable area for Lot 21 within Angola Estates.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised buildable area for Lot 21 in Angola Estates GRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.